This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. We're ending the year with our series Last Laughs, featuring some of our more entertaining interviews from 2004. In November, I spoke with Cheryl Hines. She plays Larry David's wife, Cheryl David, on the HBO series Curb Your Enthusiasm. She started her career performing with the comedy improv group The Groundlings, which celebrated its 30th anniversary this year. Some of the other Groundling alumni include Phil Hartman, John Lovitz, Will Ferrell, Paul Rubens, Lisa Kudrow, Julia Sweeney, and Lorraine Newman. Cheryl Hines gets to use a lot of her improv skills on Curb. The series centers around Larry David, the co-creator of the series Seinfeld. In each edition of Curb, he manages to insult and alienate friends, family, and strangers. Here's a scene from last season. Larry and Cheryl David are having a ceremony to renew their wedding vows. Cheryl wants Larry to work on his vows. She's already started working on hers.
So this is what I have so far. May I always have the wisdom to look past your shortcomings and appreciate all of the goodness you possess. We promise to continue loving each other unconditionally, not only throughout this lifetime, but after death through all eternity. We stand before you.
What is it?
What?
Was that about eternity?
We will love each other throughout this lifetime, but after death through all eternity.
You mean this is continuing into the afterlife?
Yeah, that's the idea. Do you have a problem with that?
Well, I thought this was over at death. I didn't know we went into eternity together. Isn't that what it said in Till Death Do Us Part? I thought it was...
Do you have a problem with eternity?
Well...
We finally found each other, Larry, and we're celebrating this for all eternity.
I guess I had a different plan for eternity. I thought I'd be single, I guess.
I'm sorry. I'm interrupting your single life in eternity?
No, I just didn't realize that this relationship carried over after death.
Well, it does. It carries over.
So I guess I just took that for
granted. Okay. Do you not want to renew our vows because...
No, I want to renew our vows until, you know, I didn't... Can we take out the eternity part?
No.
Okay.
Cheryl Hines, how did you end up joining the Groundlings?
Well, I had moved out here from Florida, and I was bartending at a hotel downtown, and I met one of Phil Hartman's sisters at the bar. She was staying in the hotel, and she started saying that she wanted to go to this theater called The Groundlings on Melrose, because that's where her brother got his start. And when I found out it was Phil Hartman, and at that time he was on SNL, something clicked over, like, oh, that's how you go from Tallahassee, Florida to SNL. You just go to the Groundlings. No, I didn't figure it was that easy, but I thought there must be something great about that theater if that's where Phil Hartman got a start. So I immediately went to a show as soon as I had a night off, and I was blown away. And at that time, I didn't even have a refrigerator because it was so broke. And I so wanted to take classes at the Groundlings, and I couldn't afford it. And every day I would come into work, and I would talk about the Groundlings, and that's all I talked about. And for my birthday, all of the people I worked with and the regulars that came in all chipped in to buy my first class at the Groundlings.
Oh, that's so nice. Were you a waitress?
I was a bartender, yeah.
Bartender, yeah. Oh, that's that's really, really nice. So
it was great.
How'd you pay for your second class?
I cried a lot. Well, I continued to talk to the regulars and tell them how I was growing as an actress and how it was important for them to tip me well. And what's really interesting is I ended up meeting Phil backstage at the Groundlings a few years later. And it was, you know, a magical moment. He just walked by and said a few funny words, and I was certain that that's where I was supposed to be at that moment.
What was your audition like for Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Well, I had an audition that was scheduled. They called me about an hour before my audition and said, you know what, we're really running behind we're going to have to postpone your audition. And that, you know, is kind of Hollywood speak for you're not coming in. Which at the time was okay with me because, you know, I first of all, I didn't really know who Larry David was. I knew he created Seinfeld, and that's exciting. But I didn't, none of it really registered like this was going to be a huge, big thing. It was an hour special on HBO. From the description of the wife, you know, the part that I went in for, I didn't think I was right for it. So when they told me that I wasn't going in, I was okay. And that night, I was doing sketch comedy. It wasn't at the Groundlings, but it was material that I created at the Groundlings. And the director and the producer of the Curb Your Enthusiasm special was at, they were both at the show that night. And they saw one of the sketches that I had written and I performed it. And they thought that my sense of humor kind of matched up with Larry's. And they called me in the next morning.
What did they tell you about your character and about his character?
They told me, you know, with the part of Larry's wife, doesn't put up with a lot of bull, that she's heard it all from him before, and she stands up to him, basically. So that's all they told me. And I went in, and at that point, they were thinking that we were going to have kids on the show, which in the special, we did. That you never saw them, but we talked about them. But anyway, so my first scene that I did with them, we were just sitting next to each other, and he said, I don't think you put enough milk in the kid's cereal bowl. He said, I don't understand why you can't just fill it all the way up to the top. And I said, well, there's no reason to. You know, if you cover the flakes, they're fine. And then you give them a glass of milk if they want to drink the milk. He's like, yeah, but we can afford it. Why don't we just go ahead and fill it up all the way? I said, because there's no point in it. There's just milk that sits left over and it goes to waste. And he's like, well, why don't you just try it? You know? So it was really one of those. And then we did another scene where he told me that he wasn't going to eat chicken. That's all he told me. And then he goes, okay, so let's, you know, we'll improvise a scene. And he asked me what we were having for dinner. You know, and I said that we were having potatoes and green beans and chicken. And he said, I just told you I'm not eating chicken. And I said, well, so the rest of your family doesn't get to eat chicken? I said, you don't have to eat the chicken. Every time you say you're not going to do something, we don't do it. It'll be, you know, we can't live like that. Because you're neurotic. We're not going to have to live our lives like that. So don't eat the chicken. But he was like, he couldn't believe that I said that we were going to have chicken after he just told me that he wasn't eating chicken anymore. So we laughed a lot, actually, in that audition.
So I guess you had the personality they were looking for.
Well, they said that they were kind of running into people that were either too pushy and too confrontational, or as soon as he got confrontational, they would back off and their feelings would get hurt. So I guess I was a happy medium. I don't know.
So how does improvisation and how does all the work that you did with the Groundlings figure in now to your work on Curb Your Enthusiasm with Larry David?
Well, I'm sure that I would not have this job if I didn't have my training at the Groundlings because, you know, Curb Your Enthusiasm is all improvised. We get a story outline that's about 8 or 9 pages long, and then all the dialogue is improvised. So before I came to the Groundlings, I had not had any improv training, only in acting classes for, an exercise, maybe they would say, do something improvised. But it was never meant to be funny. So the Groundlings really helped me to understand what improv is all about. Now, while I'm saying this, I can imagine Larry David listening to this interview going, it's not so hard. But that's what he thinks about acting. He always thinks that people that have had training act like it's all so hard, and it's not so hard. He always says, you know, if you're supposed to have a stomach ache, you act like you have a stomach ache. It's not so hard. You grab your stomach and moan.
Of course, he's playing himself, more or less.
Yeah, of course. Exactly. So I'm sure if he heard me talking about improv and how, you know, it's good to be trained, he would be making fun of me. But
that's what you want in a co-star, isn't it? Someone who can make fun of you.
Yes. But listen, I get mocked at every turn, I have to tell you. But I would not have felt comfortable going into that audition, I think, if I hadn't had training at the Groundlings, because it seems it can be intimidating, improvising, especially coming from a theater background where they tell you that it's all about the what's on the page and what other characters say about you in the script and what your character says in the script, and you analyze every word and every motivation. So in theater, for me anyway, that's where you start. You start with the script. So to all of a sudden be in a theater and you don't have a script, it's a strange place.
What's it like to work with him?
It's like going to summer camp when you're 13. Or it's like, you know, when you're in high school and you go into chemistry class and everybody gets paired up for lab partners. It's like I got paired up with the smartest, dorkiest guy in class. And then you realize quickly into it that you're having the best time and that he knows all the answers. And I spend most of my drive home just laughing to myself. What a crazy job I have.
Have you ever been absolutely speechless by something that he said?
Well, I have been. And if you watch the show, you'll see several times where I don't even know what to say to him. I usually, it takes me a while to process what he just told me. So sometimes I'll just be like, you know, why would you tell someone that, why would you congratulate them on his son having a big penis? You know what I mean? It's like that. Why would that come out of your mouth? So there are moments like that where I just have to process it before I can respond to him. So I'm mostly just asking why.
My guest is Cheryl Hines. She plays Larry David's wife, Cheryl David, on HBO's Curb Your Enthusiasm. Here's a scene from the first season.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
I'm just curious, okay? Why am I the one that always has to initiate sex? You ever thought about that?
Okay, I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
I gotta cramp my foot. I'm available for sex all the time.
Is that right?
Basically. Uh-huh. So anytime you want to have it, you can have it.
Wow.
But anytime I want to have it, I can't. So just assume that I want it all the time. So whenever you want it, just tap me on the shoulder.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
That's so not how it should go.
Well, otherwise I'll be making moves all the time. Do you want that? Do you want somebody just mauling you all the time? That's what I will do. I will treat your breasts as if they're mine. Do you want that?
Once in a while. I mean, I don't want you walking around.
Would you like that if I walked around like that?
No, huh? I'm just saying.
That's how I walk around. If you know, I need borders. I need boundaries.
Okay. Once in a while, give it a try. That's all I'm saying. Okay?
All right. Well, okay.
All right. Not now.
No. Cheryl Hines will be back after a break. This is Fresh Air. Let's get back to our interview with actress Cheryl Hines. She plays Larry David's wife, Cheryl, on the HBO series Curb Your Enthusiasm. I'm sure you've had to ask yourself, why does your character stay married to him on the show when he's so inconsiderate and so tone deaf to the needs of other people, including his wife?
Well, first of all, she really does love him, and she finds him very entertaining. Larry David doesn't come along every day. He's an unusual person in real life and on the show. And I can understand how in real life someone would be married to someone like Larry David, because he's intelligent. He sees the world through a different lens, which is fascinating to witness. So I can understand it.
Now, have you met Larry David's real wife?
I have.
How does she compare to the character you play as his wife?
That's a good question, because I haven't spent very much time with Lori David. I really just sort of run into her. It sounds awful to say, but at award shows. It sounds very pretentious, doesn't it? but they're two different people. You know, people always ask me if I'm doing an impersonation of Larry's real wife. And when the show started, I had not even met her. So I don't really know how I compared to her. I imagine that we're pretty different. But I imagine on some levels, there's probably the same dynamic going on. I imagine in real life, he probably is a little annoying, but really funny.
Have you, because you've played the part of Cheryl David so long, and because the part is improvised so often, mm-hmm. do you feel like you sometimes go through life as her and imagine how she would be responding?
Only when I'm with Larry. Only when I'm hanging out with him socially. You know, if we're, I don't know what we might be doing. Now I've conjured up thoughts of us, like, hanging out, watching a Dodgers game, which we don't. But if for some reason we're someplace together and I will, like, someone will come up and start talking to him and reminiscing with him about something that they did, and he'll just look at him and go, "What's your name?" So then I have to, you know, have a talk with them. I'm like, "Larry, you don't just blurt out 'what's your name' to someone who obviously knows you." You know, he's like, "Well, why not?" It's because it's rude, for starters. He's like, "Well, if you don't know their name, I go, there are other ways to do it, you know." So, yeah, I do find myself reacting as Cheryl David sometimes.
That's so funny. I feel like we know so much, or those of us who watch the show know so much about you as Larry David's wife on the show. But tell us something about yourself, about where you grew up, what your family was like.
I grew up in Tallahassee, Florida. I grew up in Florida. I was born in Miami and lived in a little town outside of Orlando. And my whole family lives there now. And I have two brothers and a sister. You know, I grew up in kind of a small town, so my dad's, I'm not going to say redneck, but kind of. I mean, we grew up with not a lot of money. You know, my grandfather had orange groves, and that was our weekend. He would drive us around his orange grove in the back of his pickup truck, and we'd run around the orange groves. So it certainly wasn't a big city experience for me.
Did you ever know anybody like Larry David before doing the show? Because I mean, he is so urban. I mean, he's very much out of Brooklyn, very yeah. much from a Jewish family, very much
yes.
a certain type of neurotic. Did you know anyone like that?
Well, no. I had never met anyone like Larry before I walked in the room and met him that day. You know, even growing up where I grew up, I don't think I had one Jewish friend growing up. So when I moved out to Los Angeles, I was bartending, and then I got a job as an assistant to Rob Reiner and his family. So that was my first introduction to a Jewish family. And I sort of educated myself through that, because I would have to buy the kids, like, Passover coloring, Hanukkah coloring books and things like that. And so I started learning a little bit here and there about the Jewish faith. And then, when I met Larry, we started shooting the show, and he was thinking that I was going to be Jewish. His wife would be Jewish. And about halfway through our first season, he looked at me and said, "I don't think anybody thinks that you're Jewish." I said, well, I don't know what to tell you. I'm trying. And then we decided that it would probably be funnier if I wasn't anyway, so. I had never met anybody neurotic like Larry.
I think that's what part of what makes the relationship so interesting is that because you don't fall into predictable patterns with him, since you never knew anybody like him, there's something very kind of surprising at how you deal with him. and that works.
Well, thank you. Well, you know, my family, I grew up, it was very easygoing. Everything was easygoing. So Larry's character on the show is the opposite of that.
Yes.
And so I'm always trying to adjust to it. But in real life, we also have that dynamic, so it's kind of an easy crossover.
Cheryl Hines plays Cheryl David, Larry David's wife, in the HBO series Curb Your Enthusiasm. Our interview is recorded in November. Our series Last Laughs, featuring some of our more entertaining interviews of 2004, continues tomorrow. Coming up, jazz critic Kevin Whitehead reviews Madeline Peru's new CD. This is Fresh Air.